extraordinarily Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, but even if you're not so special, you can also be a Poisik. You don't, it just means, the Avamina was that he was great and he didn't know anything. Marissa says, no, they both knew equal. Rashi learns the Shan. Rashi puts the word Bishovin, that they're both equal. Rapapa Bishovin. Two Muflavay Muflayim. They both knew the Alochis. Hilkach Itzkrov Lemisni. I need the Chiddush here that if he does the same chet that the Kohen, that the Bez Nagodo Paskin, so since that Korban is the power, and his Korban is the power, he's freed with that power. That's the Chiddush over here. Penach Nami. It's only the Chiddush that they both know how to Paskin. Now, Sovra Abayel, maybe Abayel thought to say, Chota b'fnei atzmoi, v'yotza b'fnei atzmoi, hechidomi, where it's called, what's called the case, that the Kohen Gadol has his own chet, and the Tzibur has their own chet, that, and they both have to bring special kabonis. That's the yasvi b'shnei mekoymus. The main thing is they're sitting different places. The Kohen Gadol is in Yerushalayim, even though they're both in Yerushalayim, but the Kohen Gadol went home, he wasn't by the Beis HaMikdash, he went home, and he passed in his place. And the Bez Magod, the Paschal, and Lishkas Agazis, for Komorah betray Yisurei. And secondly, also, that they Paschal in two different Shilas. Like the Bez Magod, the Paschal, that Chela was Muta, and the Kohen Gadol, the Paschal, that Dam was Muta. So since there's two different Yisurim, that's called two separate cases that the Kohen Gadol needs his own special Korban. Omer le Rav, Rav said back to him, no. Oto shnei mekoymes gormim. Does it make a difference where they are? It doesn't make a difference whether they're in the same place or the different places. That's not the difference. Ella depends upon the psak they made. Ella could be afilu yasvi dechad mokum. Both the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishcha, was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin was right near the Beis HaMikdash. But the difference is, the Kiv wants to come more betray Surrey, since they're passing two different shilas. The Bezna, Godless passing that Chaylev is Mutter, and the Kohen Godless passing that Dam is Mutter, Chotev is Neyatzmiyu, that's called, it's a separate chet, and now that the Kohen Gadol eats the Dam because of his Psak, he's Chayev, his own special power. And if the Tzibor eats Chaylev because of the Psak of the Bezna Godol, they're Chayev, their special power. The Mishnah only means that he's Yotza with one power if it's on the same Aveira. So now let's see, what's called the same Aveira? Pshita, that's Pshita, Hu Bechelev, Vehein Gavonis Kechovim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol Paskin for himself that his lad eat is Chelev Al Hadakin, that the Chelev on top of the intestines is Mutta. And the Bezna Gadol Paskin, that you're allowed to bow down to the Avodah Zarah without a pishut, you're dying raglayim. Stam bowing down, like we say, Moedim, you're allowed to do vein babazichovim. So that's pshita, chotev ifniyatsmoy. This pshita is called two different halachis that both of them have their own separate chiyuv. Why? To a chalukiv betamayu, there are two different reasons. One was matra avoydizoro, and one was matra chelev. And secondly, the chalukiv bekabonis. There are different kabonis you bring. Du bepar, vu bepar besoyer. One is only a power, like when the Tzibah made the chet on Chela, there's only a power. But they make a chet to avoid the Zorah, there's also a Sawyer involved. By the chet to avoid the Zorah, you have to bring a power and a Sawyer. So since there are two different kabonis involved, that's pshita, it's called two separate psokim, and pshita in such a case, the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special power. This is pshita. But what's going to be in Sawyer? To a komaisi, that's what the Tzibah brings. No, the Tzibah brings the Sawyer, and the Kohen Gadol does not bring the Sawyer. The Koshchen, and for sure, the opposite way. Who Be'avodas Chovin? Let's say he, the Kohen Gadol, he paskin wrong on the Chet of Avodah Zarah. Vehein the Chelev, and the Bez Magod, the paskin the Chelev. Here the Chelukim become the same Lagamri. They're completely different to who Siro, because when the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong on the Chet of Avodah Zarah, here he has to bring a Siro. The Chlal, he doesn't bring a Par anymore, just a Siro. The Yinu, and the Tzibah now, since they listen to the Bez Magod on the Chet of Chelev, Par, they have to bring a Par. So that's pshita. These two cases are called two different psukim, he had two different types of kabonis, so Pshita the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special korban. Whether he did the chet of Avodah Zarah, he has to bring his zero, or he did the chet of chelev, he has to bring his par. Ella have a doubt like this. Ella, what's going to be, who be chelev ha-mechas es ha-kerev? The Kohen Gadol paskin is glad to eat the chelev that covers up the kerev, the part of the insides. Vehein be chelev shel adakin. And the Bez Nagodu made a mistake that he had to eat the chelev on top of the intestines. What's going to be the luck like this? Mao. Mi Amrina do I say, Af agav the korban shova, even though they're both the same type of a korban, they're both a par, whether it's the Kohen Gadol himself or the Tzibur, they both have to bring a par. But maybe, Kivu the Mitrei Kroi Kosi, there are two different psukim how you dashen this. Like really there's a shal the Gemara and Chulin dashens this. How we know there's different types of chelev. Rashi says, one is v'yes ha-chelev, the vav yisrael ha-vi chelev shagav yadakin. And the other one, different sukkim, kids are two different sukkim, how we know, yechayev on the chelev al-adakin, and the chelev al-akerev. Mm-hmm. So melo, kiva de mitrei kroi kosti hu, paligin betamayu, that the different reasoning. So therefore it's called different sokim. Mm-hmm. So therefore the Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own special power. Or do maybe no. Shein chelev echru. Still it's called one chet. It's called the chet of chelev. So it's called the same type of psak. So therefore his wrong psak is included like in the psak of Bez Nagodom, and their korban is mechaper on him also. Like that power that Zebra is bringing is being mechaper for chet of chelev. And the Kohen Gadol also did the chet of chelev. So maybe he's included in that kapara. That's a suffix. Now, imtim tim, if you want to tell me, imtim tim, yes, shein chelev echidu, it's true what you're saying, that since the korban of the tzibur is for the aver of chelev, so the chet of the korban of the Kohen Gadol is included in that korban, what's going to be like this? Who be chelev? The Kohen Gadol paskin wrong that it's lari chelev, vehein bedam, and the Bez Nagodol paskin lari dam, special type of dam ilarit, not stam any dam, but special dam. Rashi says, "Kugoyin b'dam ha-muvla be'evorim," dam that's still a muvla, still sapped into the evorim, into the piece of meat. That's what that you're allowed to. Or else Rashi says, "Oy ben kizayis apochus mikizayis." Maybe they made a mistake. They thought that even pochus mikizayis is the pochus mikizayis is muta. They thought it's totally in kizayis and not kizayis. That some of the Tzukim do not agree on this. They don't agree to a Kizayis, a Pochus Mikizayis. So the kids are they paskin wrong in a partial aloch of Dam. So what's the aloch here? Mi Arminu do I say, Betamayu or Paligin, they're different reasoning altogether. One's a Chet of Chelev, and one's a Chet of Dam. So the Kohen Gadol would not have his Kaporo with the power of the Tzibur. Or Duma maybe no. Kivun the Shovin the Korbin, since the Maisa, both Kabonis are the same thing, it's a par, both the Korbin as Linum. Maybe as long as the Tzibra is bringing the same type of a Korbin a par as the Kohen Gadol would have had to bring, so maybe that par frees him also. Teiko, that's a good Sophic. It's a Sophic when the Tzibra brings a Korbin, if it frees the Kohen Gadol, is it enough? That's the same type of a korban, or maybe no, it has to be different korbanos. That's a teiku. How far of a difference it has to be between the Kohen Gadol's psak and the Tzibur's psak?
How can you...
Right. Then the Mishnah says, Shein bezdin chayovim ad sheyoru levato miksas ulekaya miksas. How do we know this? So the ad sheyoru levato miksas ulekaya miksas, how do we know this? Could the Amrina be the perk, like we spoke out already in the first perk? V'nelam dova, the Pasuk says, dova v'loy kol aguf. Only if they made a mistake in part of the halacha, but not completely. And we had three drushes, I remember, the mem, from the end mem of v'nelam, goes on dova, as if to say v'nelam, mi dova. He forgot part of the halacha, not completely. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein ha-mashiach, the same halacha is applied to the Kohen Gadol. Minolam, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, we had just had before, li'ash ma'asom. Harei Moshiach Kitzibur, that a Kohen Gadol, even though he's a Yochid, has the same halacha like a Tzibur. He's only chayiv with a psak halacha, and also only on a miksas dover. V'loi b'avoros kechofim. The same thing by the chet of Avodah Zarah, they're only chayiv, they paskin on a partial part of the halacha. Minolon, the Tana Rabbonim, Lefishi yotza avodas kechovim. Lo don biyatzmo. Avodizora has its own special korban. You have to bring a sira. Or else even by tzibu there's a par and a soyer. The chet of avodizora has its own special alochis. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yechayovim al Akiras mitzvah kula, even though it says, Venelam dovor, that's only by other chatoyim. But by the chet of Avodah Zorah, maybe the Bezna Goda made a mistake on the whole Yisra of Avodah Zorah. They were also chayiv a korbin. I'll tell you now, there's a gzera shava. Nema kan me'enai, im me'enu eida, it says by the chet of Avodah Zorah. Venema lahalan, by the parasha, par helam dovor, also me'enai, it says the word me'enai.
What she says,
So Ma'ala Halon Bebezin, just like by Par Helam Dover is talking about where the Bezna Goldo made the mistake and the Tzibo listen, is Avkan Nami Bebezin. Here also the Chet of Avodah Zorah has to be through a Psak of Bezdin. Well, Ma'ala Halon Dover of Loy Kol Aguf, it says Nelam Dover has to only be part of the Locha, not a complete Halocha. Avkan by the Chet of Avodah Zorah, Nami Dover of Loy Kol Aguf, that the Bezna Goldo made a mistake on a part of the halacha. They said you're allowed to bow down to the Avodah Zorah, but not completely, not on the whole chit.
Yeah.
That's how we learn out here and there. Now the Gemara says, Masdir, Mishnah says, Ein chayovim ela al helem dovor im shigras maisa. Of course, like a continuation before, that Rashi says it means, Ein bezin chayovim korbin ela al helem dovor im shigras maisa. And v'chein ha-mashiach, it's just repeating itself, all that we had before.
So Rashi says in the Yechidish,
the Mishnah is extra. Really. The Gemara says again, Minolan, how do we know this from Minolan? The Torah Rabbonin, Yishku, it says, Yochol Yechayova Ma Shigras Maisa, maybe what the Tzibur would be Chayiv if Rover Tzibur does the Chet, Tamaloyma, Yishku Venelam Dover, and Chayova Ma Lelam Dover Im Shigras Maisa. That no, again, in the parsha of Par Helam Dovor, it's not enough for Rov of the Tzibor to do the Chet, but it has to be a Chet through a Psak Bezdin. Therefore, if there was a Nelam Dovor, the Bezdin paskin something wrong, and then the Tzibor follows the Bezdin, that's the special Chi of a Par Helam Dovor. V'chein HaMashiach, the same thing with Kohen Gadol again, he's only Chayiv if he first has a Psak, and then he listens to it. So Minolan, again the Sivah says, it says before, Li'ashma Asam, Harei Mashiach Kitzibur. Mamash Chazim, I'm not sure why Chaz over here. We just had it three times. We just had it before in the Amid, the Gemara just before, and now again a third time. But the same Malach here, that a Kohen Gadol also is only Chayiv, he's only Chayiv with a Psak from the Pasuk Li'ashma Asam. Right, you have to Chazim. Right, the Vloy Baboros Kechovim, El Al Elam Dover Shigas Maisa. Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know Avodah Zorah is also this way? The Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Sheyot Savodah Kechovim. Mamas, we just had before. The Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Sheyot Savodah Kechovim, Lodem Diyatzmoy, by the Chet of Avodah Zorah, there's a special korban that you bring the Yechidus, the Sira, and the Tzibra, the Par, and the Soyer. So since it's a special korbanus, by the Chet of Avodah Zorah, maybe Yochel Yechayovim al Shigras HaMaisa, maybe when the Tzibor does the Chet for Rabbim, even without a Psak of Bezdin, maybe also you have to bring a special par and the Soyer. So I'll tell you now, Nemo Kan Mein, it says here by the Chet of Avodah Zorah, the word Meinai, for Nemo Lahalam by the Pash of Helam Dover, by the Psak of Bezdin, Meinai. So Ma'alal, just like over there by Par Helam Dover, it's talking about the Psak of the Bezna Godol. Ein chayovim el al helam dovor, if shigas maisa, it has to be a psak of Bezdin first. And then Rogo of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, is avkam here also by the special kabonis of the chet of Avodah Zorah, the par and the soyer, is ein chayovim el al helam dovor, there was first a psak Bezdin, that you let it be mishtachav el Avodah Zorah, im shigas maisa, and then Rogo the Tzibur bow down to the Avodah Zorah, then the Tzibur has to bring the special par with its soyer. V'yilu Moshiach v'avodas kechovim loy ketoni. Now, our Mishnah does not include that the Mashiach and Kohen Gadol has the same halacha by Avodah Zarah. That by Avodah Zarah also he's only chayiv his korban if he passed in wrong first. Our Mishnah does not say that. Maybe that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So Mishnah is teaching us this chiddush that by the chet of the Kohen Gadol, even though by other chatoyim he needs haro, he needs a psak first liashmas hom, but not by the chet of Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, if he made a mistake and bowed down without haro, it also be chayiv a korban. How do I know this? For Marcel Maslif and Mani Rebbe, if so, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tani will learn like this: Moshiach be'avodas kichovim. What's the halacha when a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in the chet of Avodah Zarah? When is he chayiv? So Rebbe says yes. For shikras ma'isa, if he just made a mistake even without a psak halacha, by mistake he bowed down to Avodah Zarah, he thought he's allowed to yell pishur to dine for a glayim even without a psak. He made a shaykeg and he bowed down. In such a case, a Kohen Gadol is chayiv a korban asira. He's a yochid, but he's chayiv a korban for the chet of Avodah Zarah. V'chom say no. V'chom marim no. Again, v'helam davar. A Kohen Gadol is only chayiv lashmas om if he has the psak first. He has to first sit down and paskin that he's allowed to be able to Avodah Zarah this way, and then listens to the psak. That's when he's chayiv. So our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe that a Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah does not need the psak first. But for Shovin, they both agree, Rebbe Nechomim, Shevesira, that a Kohen Gadol's chet is a sira, and also the Shovin, Shemevi Yashem Toli, that a Kohen Gadol does not have to bring an Yashem Toli. Even though he does a chet, we have a doubt whether he did the chet or not, he does not need an Yashem Toli. And we'll soon see why. Tomorrow says, Bechlau no, who said that's Tran HaMishnah? For Tizbaro, Bizdoinoi Chorus, Bishagosai Chatis, Mikatoni, does our Mishnah say here by Kohen Gadol that if he does the Chet B'mezid, that he's Chai the Chorus, or else you need an Avera that B'mezid is Chorus, and Bishagit the Chatis, does the Mishnah say by Kohen Gadol? No. Elo, Toni Ho, and who Adil Ho? It only says it by the Par Helam Dover, and the same Allah has applied to Kohen Gadol. So maybe also Tony Ho Buadin Laho. It only says it by Avodah Zarah by Parel Dover, but it means the same thing by Kohen Gadol also. From our Mishnah wouldn't be any proof. Our Mishnah go according to Chachamim, and the Mishnah only means to say by Parel Dover of Avodah Zarah. It's only by Mixas Dover, or and the same thing applies to a Kohen Gadol also. Now, what's the machlokes though? My time of the Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Avodah Zarah is different. Omakro, the pasuk says, "V'chifar ha'koyin ala nefesh ha'shogeges v'chato v'shkoga." That's the pasuk. Pasuk in Bamidbar. So we dashen ha'nefesh ze Mashiach goes on the Kohen Gadol. Ha'shogeges ze nosi goes on the Melech. V'chato v'shkoga. What does that mean to say? Rebbe Sova chet ze v'shkoga yehei, that this chet was done b'shogeg. He was talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah, so saying clearly that even a Mashiach, even a Kohen Gadol is chayiv by the chet of Avodah Zarah, b'shkog it says, that's all, b'chato b'shkoga. Mashma, the chet was done with a regular shogeg, without a helam davar, also the Kohen Gadol is chayiv. For Avod and Savri, no, the pasuk means to say, mi shechatose b'shkoga, yotso Mashiach, shein chatose b'shkoga. The pasuk he was only talking about that Melech, that he's chayiv with a regular shogeg, but not a Kohen Gadol. But Yotzo Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol is different. Shein chatos b'shkoga. He's not chayiv just by making a mistake. Ela b'elam dover. Only if there was a psak also. Tenechama, the pasuk is not talking about a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol would be potter from the korban, even by the chet of Avodah Zarah. A shogeg galon is potter. He's only chayiv with the helam dover if he first had a psak. The shogeg, they both agree, shevesira. Why ki yachid? We know, how do we know this? The Yomakro, im nefesh achas. If one soul does a chet, it says by the chet of Avodah Zarah, he has to bring a siro. So it says nefesh achas means echod yachid, v'yechod nosiv, v'yechod mashiach, kula mechal nefesh achasein. They will mechal nefesh achas, they're one soul, whether you're a melech, whether you're a Kohen Gadol, if you do the chet by Avodah Zarah. So true, a melech, a Kohen Gadol has to have a psak first. But after he has the psak and does the chet, it's the same korban like a regular yochid, a siro. That's the posture. But after sachas, there's one korban for yochid by the chet of Avodah Zarah.